This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Happy New Year from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They have gone through the radio programs, hosts, the stations around the country that are broadcasting America's number one format to come up with the list of stories, as we have been doing here for a long time. We start a new year with the well wishes of everybody, I'm sure, on the staff at Talkers, the staff of this program. Happy 2019, as a matter of fact, is the headline at talkers.com. Never a dull moment. I like that. And that's for sure, right? Gets more and more like that when you look at the list here. So let's start off the new year right, Michael, by jumping right into the stories and the people list from talkers.com.
Well, it was a short week, obviously, in terms of, you know, what's considered weekdays, because we had the 2 days at the beginning of the week that truncated it. But there was a lot of news during that time, and a lot of fill-in hosts had a great time with it over the holiday. This is the way it looks. At number 10, Bernie Sanders. Oh, that's the people chart. Sorry, let's start with the story chart. At number 10, the National Football League playoff seeding has been set. At number 9, stock market activity and the China-U.S. trade war. At number 8, the New Horizons mission to Ultima Thule, and China lands on the dark side of the moon. At number 7, the Trump briefing room appearance, and that's tied with the Trump cabinet meeting. At number 6, Kim Jong-un speech and the Mueller report looms. Those two are tied. Number 5, Elizabeth Warren is now a candidate of sorts. At number 4, the U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. And the U.S., well, she announced her exploratory committee, The U.S. strategy in Iraq and Afghanistan is tied at number 4 with the troop withdrawal, the Trump troop withdrawal from Syria. At number 3, Mitt Romney attacks Trump. At number 2, the border wall battle tied with the federal government shutdown. And the number 1 story, the 116th Congress begins and Nancy Pelosi becomes the Speaker of the House. The People Survey, as mentioned before, at number 10, Bernie. At number 9, Xi Jinping of China. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Number 7, Vladimir Putin of Russia. Number 6, Bob Mueller. Number 5, Kim Jong-un. Number 4, Mitt Romney. Number 3, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell tied at number 3. Nancy Pelosi has skyrocketed up to number 2, and Donald Trump remains at number 1. And there you go.
I'm looking at a note that somebody, one of the program directors that carries this program, just shot me a quick note about the, when I said you go to talkers.com, the headline is Never a Dull Moment, Happy 2019, and the show must go on, is the second part of that. And he adds, the best is yet to come. Fellow, his name is Morris. So what are you, is the best? Where can it get any better than this as far as the actual content, the people paying attention to this?
Well, I'll tell you, the excitement of the content of talk radio, let's just hope it stays as good as it is. As far as the best yet to come, I hope that the stories are more positive, and that the medium of talk radio and the medium of radio remain healthy into 2019. Those are not givens. You know, this is a tough time for the media as it transitions from its 20th century roots to its 21st century potential.
By the way, you can reach me if you'd like to. At Doug Steffen is the Twitter handle, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can do Michael as well at Michael Harrison. You're on Twitter at Michael Harrison, aren't you?
No, I have a Michael low social media. I have a low social media profile. I am available by email, Michael@Talkers.com. I do not have a Facebook page. Talkers does, but I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right.
I tweet only one tweet a week under at MH Interview. And I tweet one tweet a week, and it's who the guests are on our podcast.
Right.
Other than that, I have nothing to say if I'm not on the radio.
Well, that's the way it ought to, you know, that's a very interesting philosophy that we ought to spend a moment on, because we have felt the pressure. You have, I have, many people who are on the air. I was talking to my staff about the thing that some people on the air are busy always tweeting out to the audience and sending notes. And the ladies on the DJV show that are on with me resist that because they think it takes away from their focus on their real job, which is to be on the radio and to talk and have things to say. And I wonder if that isn't something that's being overlooked, because you do know that there are program directors that say, oh, you got to do social media, you got to do this, and this.
Well, I mean, if you're really aggressively trying to expand your brand and you're really aggressively trying to get ahead, I believe that there's a place for social media. I understand that. But
yeah.
I am not aggressively trying to expand my brand. I have enough trouble keeping up with the demands of my career as it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm not aggressive that way. I am interviewed regularly on radio. I fill in on shows. I have the platform of Talkers Magazine. I do heavy email. And what? I'm going to sit there and have to insert my view on Putin
right.
or on what's going on every 10 minutes for my followers? That's absurd to me. But I understand it. If that's all you do. You know, if your brand and getting your name out there into some type of cyberspace has a meaning in terms of promoting your product and promoting your name, I can see why people do that. So I don't look down on it. The Facebook thing is a different thing. I've never liked Facebook. There's something about Facebook, and again, this is just my own personal taste, folks. I'm not saying people shouldn't do Facebook or that it doesn't have, you know, productive power. I just personally prefer privacy and don't go out of my way to share every moment of my life
yeah.
with strangers.
Me too, yeah. I'll post things on my personal Facebook page that are a general sort of consumer interest thoughts about things. But once in a while, over Christmas, I posted a couple of pictures of me with my grandson because I really like to do that. And people who like me like to see me with my grandson.
Right.
But generally speaking, I'm not talking about issues. And the things that I post are not about things that I might talk about on the air in general. It is a way, I have three Facebook pages, different than the radio program and my farm and myself.
Right.
I don't do a good job of keeping up with them because I think it's very difficult. I think in our business, we need to almost have somebody full time. If you're going to do this, you need to have somebody doing it all the time. And so we have this argument with people who advise me, well, if you don't do this, you're losing out, you don't have coverage, and this, that, and the other thing, and you know, you have to make a judgment at some point. You've made
well,
a
there's
judgment.
Truth to that, but there's also truth to if you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
Don't
I mean,
all.
Every
yeah.
time you every time you open up another platform, you're opening up another bunch of work, another yeah. bunch of business. There's nothing worse than any platform that is not up to date and is not done well. So, you know, and again, I don't dislike those things, but I've got enough platforms as it is.
Yeah.
You know, the platform of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, is it's 29 years old now. That's enough for me. I don't need to have on top of it a Facebook page. And as far as me knowing what's going on in Facebook, I lurk, I loom, and everybody sends me their stuff. And I'm out there, you
yeah.
know.
But Michael Harrison,
yeah.
lurking and looming on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll get to a connection with number two and a note that somebody, I'm saying to people, okay, send me a note. So somebody else named Michael just sent me another note, and I'm going to get to it because it applies to number two this week. He's focusing on the stories, and that's the number two story right after these words on the Talk Radio Countdown. Here's something that'll help you make this year the best year of your life. You're going to get better night's rest. That's my plan. My plan is to help you make sure that you are getting a better night's sleep. It's hard to get these days because everybody's so busy and they're so wound up when you get into bed at night. Wow. How long does it take you to kind of duck under the pillow and go nighty-night? Pillows are very important, and the best pillows I know of anywhere are made by a fellow out in Minnesota named Mike Lindell, who has a huge plant, 1,500 people working around the clock to make great pillows at the factory for My Pillow. And the website for My Pillow is mypillow.com. On there, you will see all kinds of references to the various customers and what they've done and what they buy and what's available at MyPillow.com. Not just pillows, mattresses, mattress covers, pillow cases, sheets, you name it. Anything for a good night's rest is at MyPillow.com. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get a guarantee that it'll last you till March 1st. You'll be able to get things at half price. You get free shipping. Just use the code DJV when you're at MyPillow.com. All right? So go get some new pillows. Get rid of those old, dirty pillows you can't wash. They're full of all kinds of things that are unsightly. You don't even want to know what's in those old pillows. New pillows. Keep them fresh. Keep them clean. Find them at MyPillow.com. Get the best deals by using the promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, back to the countdown and what's going on. I mentioned the wall, and somebody sent me a note on this guy said to me, why don't you discuss, one of my listeners coined the phrase, walls work. I don't know whether that's true or not, but do the walls work? And what are people saying? What's the consensus in regards to
the walls work? They do.
Yeah.
Walls work, but they're like tools. They could work for good or work for bad, but they work.
Mm-hmm.
There are 70 walls in the world right now that are major political boundaries, and they all do keep people out or in.
Huh.
They go
what about
ways.
Using that to shut down the government? Is there a long-haul situation to this? What are we going to do about the federal government shutdown?
That's this week. The question of the week.
Mm-hmm. Pelosi.
Rhetorical big question. Of course, what are we going to do? What are they going to do? What's going to happen? That's the reality show aspect of this.
Mm-hmm. You're fired!
Yeah, no, that's, it's, you know, yeah. Are they going to come together and do something, or are they going to hold out?
Let's get together, what do you say? We can have a real good time. Maybe they'll be singing that in Washington. The end of the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. There is not an issue that isn't affected by the social media aspect. We were talking about social media and what it does, what you need to have, what you may not like having, but you do. If you're in business, need a Facebook page, you need to be on Twitter, you need to be posting on Instagram, all of that sort of stuff. But what it speaks to is a very, very, very serious problem, not only in our country, but around the world. We are compromised every day of our lives by people sticking their nose into our business, whether they're recording things, taking pictures of things, and there are no secrets anymore. There's no privacy anymore. Somebody who doesn't like you can out you for seemingly nothing, but they do, and it's just I think it's an unhealthy thing. I don't like it at all.
Well, it's potentially very dangerous, and it also really is the new front where wars are conducted between countries.
Yeah.
We still think militarily and, sending combat troops in, but the truth of the matter is there are wars ranging around the country, particularly between China, Russia, and the United States. Cyber wars. And if you think that that's nonsense, you're missing the boat, folks. That's where the danger lies. And the infiltration of our systems and our culture is measurable. And so many things that you consider to be normal are eroding, and you don't know why. Whether you're for Trump or not, the whole Russia connection to the election is certainly real. And China is a very, very ominous force in this whole situation with their technology and their intent to control the world through communications.
Yeah, it really is. It's a dangerous time. And so you wonder, when it comes to those people who are out there, this week saw a couple of people sort of proclaiming their interest in being president, and there are four people, excuse me, that I've seen on the Democratic side that are being mentioned. Certainly, the presence of Pocahontas, as Trump likes to call her, Elizabeth Warren, who is our senator from Massachusetts. You and I both live part of the time of the year, most of the year in Massachusetts. I think she's a horror show, frankly. And when you put her up against, there's a big brouhaha between she and Bernie Sanders, maybe for the oldest vote in the country. Then Joe Biden, who's another old-timer. And now the presence of this guy who almost beat, when you're voting for a loser, you vote for a cruiser. What was his name? I never can remember. O'Rourke, right?
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah. Beto O'Rourke
has quite a buzz going on him.
Yes.
For the Democrats. Of course, he lost in Texas. He didn't win, so it's unusual for somebody to lose and then be considered a major candidate for president.
Because
they lost so well.
Yeah. I mean, at first, I didn't care much for his presentation. I don't like Cruz at all, so I paid attention to him just to kind of see what he was all about. And I need to be up on it, sort of cognizant of what some of these people are all about. But the more I read about him and the more I listen to him, the more I find the guy. I don't know that he's presidential material, certainly not yet, but he's one of the only one who's under 50 or around 50 in the Democratic Party.
When have you become such an ageist?
I'm not. I just find it interesting that people aren't crying more in the general public or is it just the fact that talk radio skews older? I'm not sure.
It has to do with that experience counts.
Yes, that's true, Michael. I have to remember that on the radio, especially with you and me. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump confirms he's told lawmakers to get $5.6 billion to fund a border wall, or he's prepared for a government shutdown that lasts months or even years. In a Rose Garden briefing at the White House, the president says a resolution could come quickly, but action on young immigrant dreamers will probably have to wait on the Supreme Court.
We want to do what's right, and we want to do it all at one time. We don't want to take it in pieces. We just don't want to do that. And DACA is going to be a great subject. I look forward to discussing it. We'll discuss it at another time. But there are a lot of great things that can happen with DACA if the Democrats want to do that.
President Trump says if necessary, he could declare a national emergency at the border and get the money for a wall by executive order. On the issue of trade talks with China.
I think we will make a deal with China. I really think they want to. I think they sort of have to. And I think we're going to have a great relationship. I think that President Xi and myself have a great relationship.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking, were we on the air or off the air? We were talking about age. I think I made reference to
being an ageist, and you yes. said, blah, 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 and I said, experience counts, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that experience counts on the radio. I think experience counts in politics.
There's a big difference in what people want based on age, too. I think young people are very much interested in more income, talking about safety and jobs, and older folks who are over the age of 50 much more interested in health-related conversations. And if I look at some of the things that we're talking about here, it's all politics for the most part.
Well, it's news talk radio.
Yeah, but no, I was going to make a point. Based on the Trump factor, news talk radio has changed because a lot of the, you and I have both been around for a while doing news talk, and a lot of the things that we used to talk about were more related to things that weren't so political. Certainly politics has been an important part of our discussions over the last 30 years since the advent of Limbaugh, but not to the extent that they are now. I think we're just pushing everything else out of the way to talk about politics, aren't we?
I think there's more focus on politics now than ever before, but there has always been a heavy focus on politics on this kind of radio. So it's it's hard to judge, but there's no question that Trump has been a lightning rod for the heightened interest in polarized politics, the left versus right, Democrats versus Republicans, battles within each party. You've got a left and a right in the Democratic Party, and you have the same thing going on in the Republican Party. You could have a whole left-right battle and forget one party completely. Look at what's going on with Mitt Romney and Trump, and look at what's going on with Joe Biden and, this whole new crop of diverse elected Congress people. You've got more diversity in this new 116th Congress than we've seen in years. there's going to be a heck of a battle for the nomination for president coming up, and it's going to be on the Democratic Party side of the aisle, so to speak. So politics has never been more interesting, and it's attracted a huge following in terms of the population. But this format's always been political. Always has. Come on, think back. Look at Clinton versus Limbaugh, Limbaugh versus Clinton era. That was.
I remember. Remember when Bill Clinton was on an airplane, and he was.
He was flying into St. Louis, and he was on the air with one of the people at KMOX.
Yeah.
And.
You remember this, Lego?
he accused talk radio of being hate radio per the whole G. Gordon Liddy shoot him in the head incident.
Yeah.
And that was a big brouhaha that you and I were right in the middle of.
Yeah,
and,
we were.
I'll never forget that. Someday I'll write about it. It was an incredible chapter in our history.
Yeah, it really was. And then I think there were, quote, Limbaugh used to love to play the excerpt from Clinton about if you're really good at hating people, then you get a talk show like Rush Limbaugh.
This has been going. Now you got to remember, you know how long ago that was? That was ancient history. You know, that was back in the 1990s. We're almost in 2020. You know, next year's 2020. Think about that.
2020. Wait a minute. Let's do a TV show called 2020. You ready?
That would be funny. But it's true. You know, what happens is you lose track of how many years actually are going by. I mean, that's one of the things between, you know, you're talking about the difference between young and old. Older folks tend to see time passing in large chunks. 5 years, 10 years goes by in a flash. Younger people tend to see each year as being longer and thus the past further back. Mm-hmm. So young people look at the 80s and 90s as being, you know, kind of ancient history, whereas older folks look at it as being relatively recent history. And so it really is a matter of perspective on that thing that's very hard for people to really digest, and that's what is time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of the differences between the younger and the older. I don't like to say the old, but the older. And, of course, people are young.
There's a reflection, too, on what else is going on in society. I know that this week I've heard on a couple of different programs that I listened to a discussion of diets, for example, what kinds of foods to eat to lose weight, because that's a problem that we all have, and a lot of talk radio hosts want to address.
Yeah, but you don't hear that as much.
As much as anymore. That's right. That's the point.
Yeah. The average talk show on a news talk station, you know, it wouldn't be unusual for the host to say, and coming up in the next hour, Dr. blah, 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 with a new way you can lose weight.
Yes.
You don't hear that too much anymore.
No, you don't.
That was more of a generalist type of programming.
Yeah.
But you still do have gossip. You still have social issues that have a political overtone. For example, the entire Me Too movement is both political and social. Mm-hmm. So it's not all just party politics, although quite often social issues become political footballs. A great example of that is the climate issue has become completely politicized. In ancient times, like the 1970s or 80s, it would be considered a science issue, an ecology movement issue. Now it's politics. It's political. Me Too has become political. The battle of the sexes, that's been going on for all time. But now it's polarized and it's political to a great degree. But these are still issues. Look, remember we spent much of the 1990s talking about O.J. Simpson's trial.
Good God, yes.
Criminal issues become big on talk radio. That became politicized, but not Democrat-Republican. It was a racial issue as well as a criminal mystery. Mm-hmm. And a celebrity gossip. So you had celebrity gossip. You had true crime. It happened right at the time of the advent of court TV. People thought that was going to be a hell of a format. Wow, real life court dramas. It only lasted for this OJ trial. After that, every court trial seemed boring. And of course,
well, what came out of it, there were all those Judge Judy type shows that came along after that. How many different... Well, even Larry Elder did one.
Yeah. Actually, I think there were judge shows prior to that.
Were there?
Remember People's Court, Judge Wapner.
Yes,
and I remember. And yes, I remember when I was a kid, a thing called Divorce Court. One of the first reality shows was... Do you remember Divorce Court? I bet you
don't.
Yes,
I do.
You
know, I remember it. Yeah, I do. I remember it.
Now, that goes way back. And they would have real people, or allegedly real people, airing their dirty laundry in terms of their divorces. And this was going on, I don't even know how long ago. I was a kid when that was on television.
Yeah.
So...
Scales of Justice, I think, were... Mm-hmm. When that they used as the opening shot... I remember the...
perhaps.
Yeah.
But we've had covering stories and talkers in the 29 years, almost 29 years that we've been doing this. There are stories that were gigantic that are forgotten. The William Kennedy Smith rape trial. Michael whatever his name is that was caned in Singapore. The John Wayne Bobbitt cut off his thing issue.
And then it's sewed back on again.
That was a big story that, you know, people have kind of forgotten. Do you remember people didn't stop talking for 2 weeks when it came out that Magic Johnson had HIV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was
a bad guy.
Was gigantic.
Sure.
And the Oklahoma City bombing dominated our conversation for weeks.
Yep.
On talk radio. It's amazing the diversity of big-time stories that have captured the public attention and this particular format's programming.
Well, that's what this lends itself to, the immediacy of conversations about things that are going on, much more so than television. It used to be we were compared to TV. Don't you remember that? I mean, think about some of the shows that are on now, whether they're live or taped for television, The View, The Chat,
all that comes from talk radio.
Yes, it does.
The entire Fox News channel, started by Roger Ailes, was inspired by talk radio of the late 80s and early 90s.
Yep.
CNN is tremendously influenced by talk radio, by news talk radio, MSNBC, news talk radio. So it used to be that television was in its own lofty world, considered itself much better than radio, but so much of dynamic television today really has its roots in modern talk radio.
Yeah. A lot of people spend a lot of time on the those news channels, if you will, and they combine it with listening to talk radio. And
yeah.
It's pretty interesting how the demographics shake out. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. Time for you to think about getting a great night's rest. Thanks to the folks at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com is the place to go to get all the specials as the year begins. They're offering great deals on the most comfortable things so that you can use their Premium Plus pillows, for example. Save 55% using the DJV code. The best sheets ever. Save 50% on those. And then there is the day-to-day, run-of-the-mill sort of good way of getting two of the great pillows, the premium pillows, two of the go-anywhere pillows for half price. You pay for two and you get four. That's the way it works all across the board. All kinds of bargains, bonanzas at MyPillow.com. The pillows are made of 100% cotton. They're machine washable and dryable. So I was talking about the Ugga Bugga stuff that's in the pillows earlier on. Michael said, ooh, those things are horrible. What do you do about them? Well, in the case of MyPillow, you can wash them. Stop tossing. Stop turning. Sleep better. MyPillow. My pillows at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list, the charts, if you will, for the first week of January. Number 10 on the story list is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, more focused on the NFL playoffs than anything else. Number 9, activity on the stock market and business talk radio. Number 8, the Chinese landing on the moon and our NASA mission to the planet that's way beyond the outskirts of our solar system. Number 7, the appearance of the president in the briefing room during the week. Number 6, the Kim Jong-un speech. Elizabeth Warren, number 5, and her candidacy for the presidency. Number 4, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 3, Mitt Romney attacks the president. The border wall and the shutdown. Number 2, and Congress begins. The new Congress, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get 4 MyPillows, 4 for half the price. 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest. Courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. On the people list at the talkers.com website, you can find these lists every week published there. The people, I don't know if there's any real surprise here. Bernie Sanders, number 10, he's running, as is Elizabeth Warren. She's on the list. Vladimir Putin's on the list. Mitt Romney's on the list. Kim Jong-un is on the list. Bob Mueller is on the list. Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, actually number 2. First time we've seen her name that far up on the list, for obvious reasons, because she's the new Democratic leader. What will that hold and foretell for the presidency of Donald Trump? Well, he's number 1. He gets the bully pulpit. He's going to get more exposure than anybody else. So does he come out on top because of that? I would venture a guess that this year we'll see Donald Trump at the top of the people list pretty much every week. That's it. That's our overview. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, one of the things that's interesting this week, I think, Michael, and I'm going to carry this over in a conversation with our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the number of workers who are suing union workers, government union workers who are suing the government over the shutdown, because a lot of people on the outside are feeling the pinch. So now there are a number, actually, that are challenging this. I don't know what a suit does. Is that going to change Congress's mind, or does it just mean that they're going to get more money? One of the things about this that people don't understand is everybody gets paid. They just don't get paid on time, right?
That's what I understand. Every story about this is full of, as far as we know.
Yeah, right.
It's very vague. But I think that when you work for the government, you don't get the same rights to sue. And I'm not sure what the legality is. Ask Steve about it. But I don't think that this lawsuit's going to help anybody.
No, probably not. But it's just another one of the things that shows the frustration.
It's a demonstration, right.
Doing this symbolic whole thing. You know, what do we really need? Do we really need a wall? Do we really need more people? They talk on the farm about needing the workers. And now with the food, the farm bill basically shutting off all able-bodied people, 18 to 49, if you can work, you can't get food stamps anymore. That's a huge difference. And it means that some of the illegals that have had jobs won't have them, because if you want to get food, you want to eat, you're going to have a job. What a concept.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of world do we live in? You have to work?
Have to work to make a living. Good
oh,
God.
My.
Michael Harrison working at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. And in the presence of greatness, I introduce you, not me that's the great one, it's the, I can call you the great one from now on, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor in the law department at Bentley University, been practicing law for now, this is this, I think the 87th year. As a
it's pretty close to that.
All right, so let's get down to the government shutdown, the legalities of it. This is the first time maybe I just don't remember, you probably do, in previous government shutdowns, I don't remember there being lawsuits filed by unions against the government for shutting down. I don't know what impact they might have. That's the question for you. What good does it do to sue the government under any circumstance, but especially under this circumstance?
Yeah, I mean, it's frankly, we haven't seen it before, but we haven't seen the kind of gridlock before. We haven't seen the length of a shutdown as this is and appears to be. So it is an unprecedented situation. You know, there used to be a specific type of lawsuit called a writ of mandamus, which just sounds pretty old. And it's an interesting thing. It was a way that affected citizens could sue the government to get them to do what the government is supposed to do. You don't really see too many writs of mandamus today. And in fact, I was looking at the complaint filed in court by the federal workers. And, you know, while I'm sympathetic with them, I think it is more a ploy to try to bring this into the public attention. I think if it gets to court, it would pretty promptly be thrown out with a motion to dismiss. But that's not to say they don't have legitimate grievances. I mean, there are a lot of federal workers who are caught in the middle of this real ridiculous mess that we have in Washington right now.
We always have at least one sports item. This week it's the playoff. Can you imagine? It just seems like yesterday we were talking about the beginning of the football season. Last summer when we reported at camp, and now it's already the end of the season, playoff seeding, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have written a book called Sports Law, The Essentials. And I wonder how that plays into what you're teaching at Bentley or what people need to know as we look and more of these players become public figures. And what's the aim of this book?
Well, you know, this is actually a textbook, although it's something that anyone could read to look at the modern world of sports law. So when you look at sports law, you look at the players who have branded themselves and branded even trademarked individual sayings that were attributed to them. You have rules of owners. You know, we see all of the uproar over the national anthem and what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling with that. There are limitations on the rights of free speech of NFL players in regards to use of social media. Probably one of the biggest things and changes that we're seeing, and we're going to see a lot more of, you know, Grantland Rice maybe said it's not whether you win or lose, but frankly, and he said it's how you play the game. Today, it's not whether you win or lose, it's the point spread. With legalized gambling and fantasy sports everywhere, you've seen a real upsurge in the interest in sports, and much of it has been tied to gambling. So is this going to be good for the sports? Is it going to be bad for the sports? I don't know, but it is going to go on, and sports gambling is a huge business that will only get bigger and bigger.
Well, it's something that I find interesting because there's so much focus on it. And, you know, we've got so many other issues, so many other things going on. And to have this, it used to be that sports was a distraction. Sports was a way to have fun. Now everybody's so serious about it. My God, it's like everything else that has been, I don't know whether it's compromised by the continuing media focus on everything, or maybe it's more social media than it is anything else. Everything is impacted, Steve, by social media. Everything.
It is. And, you know, where, as you said, it once was an escape, now it is a reflection. And all that goes on in social media enhances every little aspect that people never looked at, not to even mention things like CTE and the health issues that are related to sports in so many sports.
It's really pretty amazing. Don't forget also, Steve Wiseman is the founder of Scamicide.com, which is dedicated to informing you, everybody, as to the dangers of scams. This time of year, end of the year, beginning of the new year, scams galore. So if you want to know how to sort of navigate your way around it, wonder whether you're being scammed, check out Scamicide.com and also the work of Stephen Wiseman. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Happy New Year.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.